This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC news update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted Wednesday, November 12th, that it would not fill the position of Public Works Commissioner. According to Cassano's account, the decision was made as a cost savings measure. The full board voted at a special meeting to leave the post empty in the proposed 2015 county budget. David Robinson served as Public Works Commissioner until his term expired November 3rd. The county Public Works Department is composed of the Highway Engineering Facilities and Solid Waste Departments. Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Grattan said the board's Public Works Committee will now oversee those departments. Supervisors Ellen Thurston of Hudson and Raymond Statz of Claremont, both Democrats, voted against the move. Statz called the decision unwise. Quote, "There are some things we need leadership to do that department heads can't," unquote, he said. Thurston said she was just hearing the idea for the first time and did not understand the reasoning behind it. Editor's note, Thurston is a WGXC programmer. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Max Oppen in the Daily Mail tells a confusing tale of how the town of Hunter is turning off some streetlights to save money. Hunter Town Supervisor Daryl Legg says there are also other benefits. Quote, "I think it's safer when it's darker because you can see oncoming traffic," unquote, Legg said at a November 11th meeting with Central Hudson to discuss removing some of the town's streetlights. Quote, "It's a matter of economics and being green and looking towards dark skies. It's the most responsible thing to do," unquote. The board discussed replacing mercury vapor lights with the more energy-efficient high-pressure sodium bulbs. Central Hudson does not offer the more energy-efficient LED lighting, but the town could switch off Central Hudson and do LED themselves. Central Hudson charges around $180 a year for each pole in town, working or not, the story says, with the town slated to spend $35,000 in 2015 on street lighting. The story does not say how many streetlights will be removed under the plan, but does say Haines Falls will lose the most lights. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board adopted its 2015 budget in a 3-2 split vote last week. The vote was taken following a public hearing on the plan. The $6.67 million budget carries a $3.31 million tax levy, a 0.5% increase over last year. The lone speaker at the public hearing was Catskill Planning Board Chairman Joseph Izzo, who spoke in his capacity as a private citizen concerning the unequal town justice salaries. Izzo said because both positions carry the same workload, he believed it was inappropriate to pay the two justices different salaries. Catskill Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the matter was discussed during budget workshops. He said it was believed both salaries are consistent with what the workload demands. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. This is Tom Rowe with reporting for WGXC. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories.